No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me short. Look at me short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch all alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Koppel's Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
Is this thing on, Nick? You better get on here now, Nick.
I'm here. Don't you worry.
It's just me and you now. Yeah, one-on-one. BJ versus Nick.
You don't want that.
I'm getting a lot of playback on my end.
I don't know.
It's good. It's better.
Okay.
It's better now. It was just maybe we had too much stuff going on or whatever.
I was gonna say because I didn't touch
anything. Webb Blanket says VJ might only have 5 touchdowns, but he has 3 rings and will be a champion forever. Now Terrell Farley. I guess you'll be a champion, too. But, by the way, if we count it, I didn't take pride in always scoring touchdowns. I mean, given the fact that sometimes Scott Frost went 5 of 12 in a game, I mean, that ain't very many balls in a game. 5 of 12, or he went 8 of 13, or you know what I'm saying? I mean, the Missouri game was an anomaly. I mean, you completing 7 straight passes at the end of that game, and, you know, we didn't do that. We ran the ball. Guess what? If you ran the ball, what you had to do? Block. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So there was some blocking going on what I was doing. Oh, my goodness. Bill and Bennett said, this is what you can catch at Holmes Lake. Still swimming there? Let her go. That is a big catfish, Bill.
Hey, props to Bill for taking his boat out on Holmes Lake. I'm not sure I would do that.
Why?
I don't know. It just doesn't feel like a lake.
Safe?
Yeah, not even safe.
Does it feel
safe,
like a pond?
Yeah.
Really? I would love to get on. I mean, I would love to get on a lake on a boat, Bill. Let me know, man. I'm going to let you know when I'm going to stay down here after the show. We're going to go jump on the boat, Bill, and we're going to go some catfishing, Bill. You got to let me know, man. Wet Blanket. There was also winning going on. You got that right. Oh. Is this Terrell Farley? 9562. He said how many pancake blocks you had. Bruh. If I counted all the times that I knocked somebody down when I played for the University of Nebraska, I don't even know if the record book could keep it. I'm just kidding. You have to ask Coach Brown. He's got some type of chart that basically kept all that record. I would imagine, you know, I probably averaged 20 to 25 knockdowns a game. So in that, let's call it maybe 5 pancakes a game, where, you know, you put somebody down and you put them on their back and you do them in big. So, I'm a blocker. I take pride in blocking. I take pride in helping Amon Green, Lawrence Phillips, Clinton Childs, Damon Benning, and Jeff McAvicka, Joe McAvicka, Carell Buckalter. I took pride in helping them to the end zone. You know, I didn't really care about scoring touchdowns. That's why we won championships, because we had a bunch of guys who were selfless didn't care about the name on our back. We care more about that end on the side of the helmet, and we care more about making the fans happy by winning football games and walking out as legends and not just going in and going through the motions or feeling like, oh, you're Nebraska because we are a power five football conference or team. And a lot of times, you know, you can think because you wear that jacket that you get that monarchy and that you get that status, even though that's what we do here at Nebraska. But to me, you have to earn that now. It's time to earn your stripes. Not the, you know, people like Nebraska football because based on what we did back in the day or based on the fact that you were a Husker fan 70 years ago or 50 years ago, grandma, grandpa, you know what I mean? I've been a Husker fan since I was 5 years old. So that's not what it's about. Nebraska football is about blue-collar workers, all of us working together for a common goal and not being worried about who gets the glory, but the team get the glory. And so when you start playing football like that, you start to win games because it's not about the eye, but it's about the team. Thomas and Lincoln, VJ, what big name school did you score on? I told you, Washington, who was number two at the time, but they called it back. Nyla says, Harlan County has some good fishing. Y'all need to go out to Harlan County for fishing and boating and all.
That's true. I like Harlan a lot.
Nyla says is Nyla a guy or girl?
Girl.
I know. Okay, so Nyla, let's can we do a cornhole tournament sponsored by the ticket? We have to ask DP if can we do that. I think that'd be good. We do it out in the parking lot. You know what I mean? Nick, you playing?
I'm in.
All right. Crowbait says 11-1. So VJ understands Kittle exactly. 1763. This is at Holmes Lake. Ooh, you see that, Nick?
I do.
I may have been
disrespecting Holmes Lake a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, man, you smack home. Listen, it's some of us been going to Holmes Lake for a long time fishing, so I know they got some good stuff at Holmes Lake. Look at that little dude, man. He got the Chiefs on and everything. Shout out to that young man. Big old smile. What is that? What kind of fish is that? Is that a trout?
It looks like a bass.
Is that a carp? Or is a bass? I was wrong twice. John and Corden, 9-3. VJ, I got just this. How many catches did Thomas make? As for me, zero. Then VJ made all those hellish blocks over a great career. Appreciate all you got going on, man. Appreciate that, John and Corden. I just thought that a lot of us understood, and I think Coach Osborne did a great job at that. A lot of us understood our roles. And we embraced the role that we were given. It wasn't a thing where because I don't catch any balls in a game, which my senior year that happened a whole bunch of times. Now all of a sudden I don't want to block. Now I'm in my fifis about blocking or about pass protection or whatever the case may be. That's being a selfish teammate. You want to be a selfless teammate, meaning if you don't get the ball, then you block that much harder because you're not getting the ball. So my mindset was, yeah, I'm not going to get the ball, but you guess what? This defensive end, I'm going to take it out on you because I'm not getting the ball. That safety, I'm going to run you for 40 yards because I didn't get the ball. And that corner, I'm going to throw you 10 yards on your sideline into your coach because I didn't get the ball. So don't give VJ the ball. And all you do is get a pissed off VJ that's ready to kill everything because I'm not getting the ball. Who cares about the ball anyway? Wet blanket. Why are we talking about any numbers except for 60-3? Do your job. Win the game. 4939. Nick dominates cornhole prediction. Nick, are you a cornhole guy?
I do enjoy cornhole quite a bit, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah, I play it probably almost every weekend.
Is cornhole a sport?
No. I say it's a not a party game. It's a yard game.
I'm going to see if I can call a good friend of mine, Malcolm Weston, or what is his name? His last name is Weston. I'm going to see if he owns a dealership in St. Joe. I'm going to see if I can get him on the line before we get out of here and let's talk about his cornhole sport. Now, my next question to you, Nick, is do you throw the cornhole with a beer in your hand?
Yes.
That's why you're not that good.
Who says I'm not that good?
I just did.
Okay.
You ain't going to beat me with a beer in your hand.
Okay.
You think so?
I don't know.
Nah. Nah. Kittle's favorite part about blocking is moving someone from point A to point B without their permission. I love that. I love that. Let me go see. Let's see, 1763, the little kid with the KC shirt on, that's a 4-pound bass from Holmes Lake. John C. says, VJ, catfish noodling, you scared? LOL. I just can't wrap my mind around letting a catfish swallow my arm. Now, Jake Sorensen might want to go do that, but VJ Jackson ain't doing it. Jake said he don't fish. Really? He's just a golfer. All right, that's fair. How can you not go be a fisherman and you like Miami? How's that even possible? Dang, what the heck is that? A catfish? You see Matt Hop?
Oh, yeah, from the Niobrara. Oh, yeah.
I've caught some nice catfish with my gramps at Niobrara over the years. This ranch runs right along Boyd County, Matt Hop. Nice. See, Nick, we gotta go fishing with the captain's fish. See, I still got to go fishing with the colonel. He sent me a nice deal with his pond. I'm for real. I got to go. I called Coach Osborne. And Coach didn't answer, but he called me back, and then I was busy. And I tried to get Coach Osborne to come out there too. That'd be a good time. Well, I just want to see Coach. Listen, if you know Coach Osborne, you know he loves fishing, right? He loves fishing. And so I'm like, you know, I had a grandpa once. I love going to do stuff with my grandpa. So I look at Coach Osborne now as like my grandpa. You know what I'm saying? Grandpa, let's go fishing. Nah, I don't know. But I just want to see Coach Osborne fish. I want to learn. If Coach Osborne was willing and able to teach us all types of different things, and I'm talking teach multiple people different things in terms of football, I can only imagine what he can teach me as far as fishing. And I was not a fisherman. My brother is a fisherman. I am not. I cannot. I used to hate going out there sitting around for 2 hours and don't catch anything. That just bothered me. But now I'm learning the importance of patience. It takes patience to go fishing. And so, and skills and luck. But anyway, I'm learning that. Crowbait, appreciate that, Matt Hop. We already read Crowbait. Wet blanket, preach on. This is what people need to hear. Sacrifice, selflessness, and victory. Not transfer portal, not NIL, not NFL. Tyler 8-4. Wait, you can play cornhole without a beer in your hand?
Nice.
That was a nice one. That was a good one. I guess I've done it without a beer in my hand.
You haven't done it very well.
Whatever. Listen, Nick, we can get the cornhole going. I guarantee you, I can talk to Mark and DP and the guys, and we can get that right out in the back.
Do you have the boards?
Not personally, I don't.
I got a cheap set that I can just bring on over.
Yeah, just bring it on over. Bring your little cheap set over, and we'll get it going. John and Cortland says, cornhole is safer, a safer form of horseshoes. Horseshoes is a sport.
Washers is a fun game. Have you ever played washers, Rico?
What is that? I've never played washers.
It's where the boards have three holes. And they're little metal rings, and you throw the metal rings onto the board or into the hole. Oh yeah. Oh, it's a fun game. I like washers more than I like cornhole.
Really?
Yeah. Washers is a good game. I bet the text line will know what washers are. They're also called Chinese horseshoes.
By the way, my text line is slow right now, so you have to read 1651 and Matt Hopps and those guys. I'm down right now, Nick.
You're good. You're good. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll take a breather. Come back. Reset.
Wingstop, www.wingstop.com. Get down here. Chicken wings from the wing expert, where flavor gets its wings. It's the captain on the ticket, 93.7.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big.